คุณกำลังอยู่กับ SBS ไทย
First of all, Mike, thanks for giving us your time. We know you're a bit sad because your Australian Open just finished. Want to tell a little bit more about yourself. You just told me that you grew up in the States.
Yeah.
Tell us more a bit about your life story.
Okay. I was born in America, and then when I was around 1 year old, I moved to Thailand until I was 5, and then I moved back to America until I was 14. So that's why my Thai is not so good. And now I'm living in Thailand for 3 years now.
Do you want to try to say the same in Thai as far as you, as much as you can?
My Thai is like not so good. I don't know if any Thai person will understand. But
if you can try, otherwise.
I don't know how to say. Like, I need my mom. Like, I can understand Thai, but like, I just speak back in English.
Okay. So what brought your family to the States, and then what brought them back to Thailand?
My mom went to college in America, but I wanted to play tennis. So, and in America, it's really tough to gain sponsors. So I moved to Thailand, and then I qualified for the national team there, and then I got Singha sponsor, and they helped me travel to tournaments and stuff. So without them, like, I wouldn't be here.
Okay, so, well, that's a bit curious. It's a bit paradoxical. It's easier somewhat to get sponsors in Thailand than in the US, and that's a good news for the Thai.
Yes, yeah, they're very supportive of me. So, like, if I didn't have them, I cannot travel.
And do you think this all made your bond, your connection with Thailand, get a little bit deeper in you?
Yes. I love Thai food. I love Thailand. So, yeah.
Okay. So what about the national team? All your teammates speak Thai between themselves, and then you step in.
Yeah, they all speak Thai to me, but I just replied in English, and they're all my good friends, so.
Okay, well, at least there's a big, beautiful smile now on your face. So tell us more about your connection with tennis. How did it start? What's your first memory as a tennis fan and then as a tennis player?
I grew up watching my mom play tennis. She was actually pro, but she went to college and played tennis for college, and she was my coach before, and yeah, I'm just trying to follow her footsteps.
How far up in the ranking was your mom? How good was she?
I think top 300, I think, yeah.
So we can realistically say that your goal is to do better than your mom in tennis?
Yes, yeah, I'm trying.
Okay, now you're ranked 11, it's seeded rather, 11 in the Australian Open. Tell us more about this whole experience. You already had a similar experience at the US Open. In which way do you love this world, this environment? In which way is it pretty hard or, you know, not so enjoyable the whole time?
Yeah, I always love playing in Grand Slams, but it's really fun to, you know, I see a lot of people watching me, and usually in other tournaments I don't get that. So
did that make you a bit nervous today?
A little bit, but today wasn't my best day, but I'll do better next time.
Well, it obviously happened in tennis and in life. Tell us more about your life in Thailand. How is it like? Where do you live? What's your routine? What's your normal day like?
Okay, so I live in Pattaya, and that's about an hour or maybe 2 hours outside of Bangkok. And usually I get up and I start practice at 9 to 11:30. And then after that, I eat lunch and do homework until 3. And then I do fitness at around 5. And I come back home at 6 and just eat dinner and do homework again.
So someone is cooking there for you?
Yeah, my mom.
Good. What does school fit in?
I do online school, so I'm a little bit behind, but my teachers understand because, you know, I'm always traveling.
Okay, so it's online with the U.S. It's got nothing to do with Thailand itself.
No, it's an international school, so a lot of my friends do it too.
And do you hold a dual passport?
Yes, I hold both Thai and American.
Okay, so, which obviously makes it easier to travel around the world, which is obviously a bonus when it comes to scheduling a pro career. In terms of your style as a player, you play both backhand and forehand, two-handed.
Yeah.
Pretty much like Xie from Taipei. Was that like a choice? Was that like a strategy? How did that come out?
When I was smaller, I had a one-handed forehand, but my grip was really weird, and I couldn't hit with power, and I was playing under 14 when I was 10, so I couldn't really keep up with the one-handed, so I just switched it to.
And did it work well, obviously?
Yeah.
And you reckon you'll be playing the rest of your career with that same style? Or at one stage you believe that for a reason or another there'll be a coach trying to switch back to one-hand forehand?
I always practice my one-handed forehand, but it's important for when I run to out wide. But I think I will just stick with the two-handed for now.
At least CA proved that you can be a top 20 player with that in that way. You obviously have your mom that you look up at, but do you also look up at other Thai tennis players or other tennis players in general?
Tammy. Yeah, she was top 30, I think. And yeah, she grew up playing doubles with my mom, and they're best friends, so I get to speak to her a lot, and she gives me a lot of advice.
In English, of course.
Yes. Well, sometimes she says in Thai, too.
What about Laksika Kamkam? Have you ever spoken to her? Have you ever supported her? Because, I mean, she has a pretty great history here, particularly here at the Australian Open. She beat Kvitova. Yeah. She beat Belinda Bencic.
Yeah. I haven't really spoken to her, but every time I walk past her, we say hi, so.
Do you remember watching those matches or rooting for her?
Yeah, I was watching on TV, I remember. Yeah, I was cheering for her.
Cheering for her. And any other players you look up at, given your dual citizenship?
I look up to Simona Halep, because I like her fight on the court, so. Yeah.
And obviously you got to meet her or at least cross her in the locker room, didn't you?
Yeah, I got to take a picture with her, so that was fun.
And is that an extra motivation to be part of this environment?
Yeah, of course. When I'm in the Junior Grand Slams, I walk past the pros and it's just inspiring. I want to be one of them one day.
What about Serena Williams?
Yeah, I like her too. She hits with so much power. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. She's so good.
Unreal. Did you get to practice with any of the pros?
No, not here. But in my preseason, I went to China to train. And I was hitting with some top 100 pros, Sai Sai and Magna Linette from Poland. So, yeah.
That was pretty cool. Your last question. You go for this season, and when do you want to turn pro? When do you want to start traveling on the main tour?
I'm starting to play 15,000s and 25,000s now. So this is my last year of juniors. Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. ขอบคุณค่ะ
กดไลค์แชร์และแสดงความเห็นไป follow SBS Thai ทาง Facebook